meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750. WNDZ, and the peace of Christ be with you, and welcome to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus, broadcasting from St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Welcome, pilgrim. My name is Jeff Hammond. I'm a spiritual director trained in the Ignatian tradition and section representative for the Archdiocese of Chicago with the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. Professionally, I'm an educator and fundraiser. Currently, I work at Chicago's first Jesuit school, St. Ignatius College Prep. It's an honor to pray with you this first Friday. And Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, the Episcopal model of Blessed Cardinal John Henry Newman. And it's appropriate that our program today takes that motto to heart, that we are going to draw close to Jesus and listen to where he invites us to go on this first Friday. You know, today is the 1st of September. You may have checked your calendars. And that means that the month of Our Lady of Sorrows has begun. That is the case. Every September is dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows. So we're going to learn more about that particular devotion and Our Lady under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows later on in our program. But also, I think it's, again, no coincidence that on September 1st, which we remember those that died in 1939, that was the invasion of Poland by the Nazis and all of that unleashed, all that suffering, that tragedy. And so let us especially during this first Friday, our remember those that perished in World War II and the Holocaust, and those who are continue to suffer because of that as well. We have a handful of survivors that are with us. Let us pray for them and for their families as well. And certainly for peace in the entire world. The headlines are always filled with war and suffering. And we are also going to be thinking of and praying for those in Houston and throughout Texas. And but we are a people of hope. So we pray for one another, but we embrace our cross. We accept what God gives us. But we are a people of hope, and that's what this hour is about. And let us start by praying the Angelus together during this noontime hour. And this is, dedicated to Our Lady in a special way. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. And let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace unto our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Angelus, many of us pray this at noon and also at 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. The church invites us to do that. It's a wonderful way to honor our Blessed Mother and to follow her example, her saying yes to God's will in her life. And that's what we're doing here this afternoon as well. So First Fridays, you've heard me say it before, it's a special day the church has set aside to honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It was a message given to a saint from France who was very humble, a visitation nun, and she embraced where the Lord was inviting her to go. Even though it wasn't necessarily clear to her, but she was faithful, and Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, the apostle of the Sacred Heart. And so she was given a message which is so beautiful by our Lord, which was, set aside the 9 first Fridays of consecutive months and honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Particularly, make a consecration, make an act of reparation for our sins, but also for the sins of the world, and pray for peace. Make sacrifices, atone, and to worthily receive the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And it's simple, but it makes an incredible difference in the lives of so many, and I can attest to that myself. And so what our Lord promised was that those who honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus for 9 consecutive months will be granted some amazing benefits. And these are known as the promises that she offered, or that she was offered, excuse me, by our Lord. And again, these aren't given to us because we've earned them. No, they are given to us because our Lord loves us so much that when he sees that we are generous and making time for him in our lives, that he wants to bless us in a special way. And so that's why we have the promises, and that's why he's given them to us. But I want to make sure that that everyone understands that the promises, you know, they're not magic, right? It's not if I do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to get. No. It's about I am giving. I am sacrificing because I love the Lord, and this is a relationship, and then He is giving us wonderful, wonderful promises because He wants to shower us with His mercies, and those promises, you know, we will be, you know, also going into as well in a little bit, and I would say, you know, first and foremost, what He offers us each and every day is the ability to grow close to Him and to communicate with Him. And so what a beautiful thing. I mean, this is the highlight of our Christian life, is to come to the Blessed Sacrament and to worthily receive Him, and then offer that that up for others, perhaps, you know, because if you worthily receive the Blessed Sacrament, it transforms, you know, your whole being, and you can also perhaps while you're in church, you could offer the Rosary, and by the way, an indulgence can be gained when that is done, when you pray the Rosary in a church. And you might want to do that before you come to church, maybe tonight. At 7, we're having Mass, and if you come, you can pray the Rosary. Actually, a number of us will be here from 6 to 7 for a holy hour where we will be praying the Rosary. And so you can come and do that. Also, the Sacrament of Reconciliation will be available. And that's important because you can then worthily receive. And even if you are a regular communicant, participating in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, availing yourself of that, is incredibly rich. I mean, it just heals us and allows the Lord to reach into our lives and to make the changes that only He understands, right, that He sees. But it allows us, again, to be humble and to be open to where He is inviting us. So, again, come to our first Friday Holy Hour tonight at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy, St. Stan's. And go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, pray with us, pray with your brothers and sisters, and then worthily receive the Lord in Mass. What a beautiful way to really begin this month dedicated to our Lady of Sorrows. And before we go to break, I want us to pray together our daily offering. And this is a way of saying yes to the Lord in a concrete way. So, oh Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, sufferings of this day. In union with the holy sacrifice, the Mass throughout the world, I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, the reunion of all Christians. I offer them from the intentions of our bishop and all apostles of prayer, and in particular those recommended by our Holy Father this month. Amen. And so when we come back, we'll be praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and then learning more about Our Lady of Sorrows. Again, I'm Jeff Hammond sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Hurricane Harvey has wreaked unprecedented devastation in Texas. You can help by offering your prayers and material support. Visit CatholicCharities.org. That's CatholicCharities.org. And click on Disaster Operations to make your secure donation. Thank you.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the divine mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7, every first Saturday afternoon, beginning September 9th, will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing on first Saturday afternoon starting at 4:30, beginning September 9th. Find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we are going to pray together now the Litany of the Sacred Heart. And it's incredibly rich, full of wonderful symbolism. And last time I encouraged you to think about choosing one of the prayers, one of the invocations that you might want to come away with and use this week in your personal prayer life. So, for instance, the Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtue, or Heart of Jesus, aflame with love for us. So maybe make note of what speaks to you as we pray this together. And we will precede this with the Anima Christi, the soul of Christ, a Eucharistic prayer that many pray after worthily receiving. And it's centered on the very spirit of Christ, the soul of Christ. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to thee, that with thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, one with the Eternal Word, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, infinite in majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, holy temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, aflame with love for us, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of justice and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtue, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, treasure house of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom there dwells the fullness of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father is well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, from whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the eternal hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and full of mercy, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, generous to all who turn to you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, atonement for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with insults, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, broken for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient even to death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced by a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of all who trust in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, heart of Jesus, hope of all who die in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. And let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the gifts of love we have received from the heart of Jesus, your Son. Open our hearts to share his life and continue to bless us with his love. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Our Lady of Sorrows. Some of you might have visited the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago on the west side. It's a beautiful church. If you haven't made it over there, I suggest you do it. It's under the care of the Servite Fathers, the Servants of Mary. And it was the first minor basilica consecrated in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And the reason why it was elevated by the Holy Father was that every Friday they used to have, well, they still have the devotion, but every Friday there was the novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. And they had, as I recall, something like 13 masses for the novena, and it was packed, especially during the Great Depression. And so people would come, and they would pray for Our Lady's intercession, and they would also, they were going through suffering themselves. They were in sorrow. They found it incredibly powerful to contemplate Our Lady's sorrows, seven sorrows, and also their own, because suffering does have meaning in that's what we believe as Catholic Christians, that suffering is not meaningless, that it can have a positive impact if we unite it to the cross of Christ. And that is a mystery. The atheists do not see that, right? Suffering is something to be avoided. It is part of who we are as human beings, that we will experience suffering in our lives. And we have a choice of whether we embrace it, whether we carry it, whether we will allow God to transform us through it, or we will deny it and we will seek to anesthetize ourselves through substances or spending or whatever. Our culture today, our greater culture, often invites us to just sort of avoid it at all costs. And that is not our way. That is not the Catholic way. We don't run away from the struggle. We embrace it because through the cross, we find our Lord. Through the cross, we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ. And there is no way to rise with him if we don't die with him. And so that's what this is part of this mystery of suffering and redemption. And so in the mid-13th century, seven counselors of Florence left politics and founded a religious association to venerate Jesus' mother under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows. And by the time the association was officially approved by Benedict XI in 1304, it had grown into the Order of Servites, devoted to honor and preach Mary's seven sorrows. And in modern times, that novena became very popular, especially at the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago. And it was she emerged as a powerful intercessor, and the devotion offered consolation to thousands that were affected by the Depression. And devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows is particularly appropriate during the during Lent and Holy Week, but also during September, which is dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows as well. Her feast is the 15th of September, and so mark that on your calendars so that you make sure to go to church and to, again, worthily receive the Lord and make acts of reparation, too, and acts of charity. But be concrete about that. Make it a special day. And then you might want to contemplate the seven sorrows of Our Lady, which we will, you know, be discussing in greater detail in our hour. And simply, let me find it here. The traditional seven sorrows are the prophecy of Simeon, the escape and flight into Egypt, the loss of the child Jesus in the Temple of Jerusalem, the meeting of Mary and Jesus on the Via Dolorosa, the crucifixion of Jesus on Mount Calvary, the piercing of the side of Jesus and his descent from the cross, the burial of Jesus by Joseph of Arimathea. And so those are the seven sorrows of Mary. And So when we come back, we are going to pray some prayers in honor of Our Lady of Sorrows, and then we will also be praying our examen. And that is a way of looking back over our day and seeing where the Lord is working in our lives when we've said yes and when we've said no, and making a plan to improve. It's a powerful way of recognizing that God is always with us. And so when we come back from the break, we'll be learning more about Our Lady of Sorrows and praying our examen together. Again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7, every first Saturday afternoon, beginning September 9th, will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing on first Saturday afternoon starting at 4:30, beginning September 9th. Find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago. And find peace and healing.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Hurricane Harvey has wreaked unprecedented devastation in Texas. You can help by offering your prayers and material support. Visit CatholicCharities.org. That's CatholicCharities.org. And click on Disaster Operations to make your secure donation. Thank you.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And we are in the month dedicated to the Our Lady of Sorrows especially, and we learned a little bit about that history of Our Lady of Sorrows. And one thing I wanted to do before we pray our examine is to pray the Magnificat together. And you find it here. And this is a beautiful prayer that comes to us from Scripture. And so let us pray together. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now, our examine of consciousness. And this is a prayer of reflection and commitment through which St. Ignatius Loyola taught us to recognize God in our daily life. It is meant to be a practical tool to help remove the false boundary between prayer and everyday living. It is a way of reflecting with gratitude on the events and feelings of our day. The examine helps us become more deeply aware of God's presence, of the urgings and actions of God's Spirit, and to discern how we are called to respond. It is usually prayed at night, but some people find it helpful to pray it in the morning or as we're doing at midday. It is a review of the last 24 hours. In times of stress, it can be helpful to pray the examen twice a day, and Jesuits pray it twice a day. So St. Ignatius taught that this is the most important daily prayer we can practice. It is a life-changing prayer. And so now we will be praying together the examen. I quiet my mind and my heart for prayer. Lord, I believe at this moment I am in your presence, and you love me. Come, Holy Spirit. I offer gratitude to God for the blessings of this day and begin by savoring my gifts, not dwelling on my problems. Lord, I'm grateful for all the ways you have shown your love to me this day. I especially thank you for this. I review the events of the day, noticing the feelings that surface, my hopes, fears, regrets, joys, and sorrows. Lord, help me to recognize you in all parts of my life. Jesus, I want to see. I pray from the feelings that surface. Talking to God as a friend. Listening with my heart for God's response of love. Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. Finally, I look forward in hope, asking for the grace to better serve you. Lord, enlighten me so that my future choices praise, reverence, and serve you. Above all else, show me your way. Lord, show me your way. And let us conclude with an Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The Examine is a prayer which can change your life. Consider praying it every day and growing closer to the Lord as a result. The monthly intention from the Holy Father for the Apostleship of Prayer, the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, is for parishes. So let us pray that parishes animated by a missionary spirit may be places where faith is communicated and charity is seen. So pray for your parishes and your priests as well. And in particular, we are praying for Father Anthony, our pastor here at St. Stan's, for his personal intentions and for himself as well. So let us keep him in prayer and all of our pastors in prayer. And at this point, let us pray our act of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Most loving Jesus, when I consider your tender heart and see it full of mercy and tenderness towards sinners, my own heart is filled with joy and confidence that I shall be so kindly welcomed by you. Unfortunately, how many times have I sinned? But now with Peter and with Magdalene, I weep for my sins and detest them because they offend you. Infinite goodness, mercifully grant me pardon for them all and let me die rather than offend you again. At least let me live only to love you in return. Amen. The promises that I mentioned, the 12 promises for faithfully following the devotion of the 9 First Fridays. By the way, September is the 9th month, and it's the beginning of the academic year for many. So why not start in the 9th month with your first month? And then, you know, 9 months from now, you know, we will end, and so will the school year. And so many of us do that. Many educators do that, many families. So consider honoring in a special way our Lord on First Fridays. And the 12 are listed on our website, but I want to focus especially on 2. Firstly, that I will give to priests who are animated by a tender devotion of my divine heart the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. That is amazing. So encourage your priests to have a tender devotion to the Sacred Heart. I'm thinking of Bishop Sheen, whose miter is behind me here in the studio. He used to spend a whole hour every day before the Blessed Sacrament and drew close to the Sacred Heart. So, you know, maybe, you know, ask your priests about this, about the Sacred Heart, and maybe you can do something special at the parish for First Fridays as well. And then this promise is really, I think, so beautiful, is that those who promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be effaced. So share this with others, this opportunity to draw close to him, because, you know, it's through Christ that we are able to rise to eternal life. We trust in that. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And something which we must not take for granted, that we must shout from the the hilltops that he is the Lord of us all. He is the Lord of our life. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. So when we come back, we'll conclude with some thoughts about the Sacred Heart, as well as the Our Lady of Sorrow. So I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon, beginning September 9th, will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing on first Saturday afternoon starting at 4:30, beginning September 9th. Find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
There is a lot going on at St. Stan's. St. Stanislaus Kostka is the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. There is Eucharistic adoration before the iconic monstrance, confessions 4 days per week, and masses in English, Polish, and Spanish. There's much more waiting for you here. St. Stan's is right off the Kennedy Expressway, just 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Find out more by going to ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org, and enter into the presence of Christ.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Locutor, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. We are going to pray a prayer of consecration to the Sacred Heart as we come to the end of our hour. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, filled with infinite love, broken by my ingratitude, pierced by my sins, yet loving me, still accept the consecration that I make to you of all that I am and all that I have. Take every faculty of my soul and body. Draw me day by day nearer and nearer to your Sacred Heart, and there, as I can bear the lesson, teach me your blessed ways. Amen. Amen. The 12th promise given to Margaret Mary is that I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all who communicate, receive, that is, on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months, the grace of final penitence. They will not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. Again, my divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. So I would encourage you, starting today, come to the sanctuary of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Church of St. Stanislaus Kostka, to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at 6 p.m. You can participate in our holy hour. You can go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. You can worthily receive at the Mass following at 7 p.m. Honor the first Fridays for 9 consecutive months. What do you have to lose? So give it a try. We hope that you will join us and invite your friends and family to attend as well. I was what comes to mind is that we are at the beginning of the new academic year, and I wanted to say Happy New Year to everyone, academic New Year, that is. Today at St. Ignatius and at many schools, I can certainly attest to the Jesuit schools around the world, was a Mass of the Holy Spirit, and that's how we begin our new year. Other organizations like the Supreme Court, they're going to be starting, and the Catholic lawyers get together to have a red mass to invoke the Holy Spirit, for wisdom and for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so, at this time, I'd like us to ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon us in a special way, and especially upon students and as they prepare, and their families as well. There are young ones that are going off to preschool and kindergarten, first grade for the first time. The Chicago Public Schools are starting out, Tuesday after Labor Day. I know that many of our Catholic schools are already in session, but it's an exciting time. It's also, kind of bittersweet, right? I mean, your kids are growing up, and I can speak for myself. And you're seeing them become more independent, which is a beautiful thing. But you also, there's part of you which is sad because, they don't need you as much. and that is, for parents, that's a bit of a sorrow, right? I mean, maybe that's something to contemplate during your holy hour on this first Friday. We have to be honest with God about where we're at, and there's no reason why if we have those feelings that my Johnny's growing up, my Lucy's growing up, and I'm feeling sad about that, to not share that with the Lord and also with Our Lady, have a colloquy with Our Lady, a discussion about it. I'm sure she felt similarly as Jesus, was going off to work on projects with St. Joseph or whatever it might be. It's part, again, of being a parent. So let us pray that the Holy Spirit would come upon all children, and also as they begin this year of learning, and also bless the educators that are there for them, who are legally in loco parentis, in the place of the parents, and that he would give to those educators, administrators, all the graces they need to fulfill their vocation, and that also, that those that don't have children, right, that who are in the community, that they would respond generously to support our schools. And that they don't just sit by the side and do nothing, but that they actively reach out and help our schools, make them stronger. Especially, I would advocate for our Catholic schools. St. Stan's, we have a school here. You might want to go to the website and see all the ways that you could get involved. I'm sure they need help with tuition assistance and probably with school supplies. But check that out on the website, and I'm sure that there are, the administrators would be welcoming your support and your help. And so help support your local Catholic school. And pray for your local Catholic school as well, because we're in this together. This pilgrimage is all about us. It is not about I, right? It's about us supporting one another as we move closer and closer to our heavenly reward. We trust, right? We trust that the Lord will invite us home if we are faithful. So, but we, again, need each other to do this. And sometimes we aren't open to that. And that's a whole other element that we could maybe look at is we can be very rugged individuals at times, which has its place. It's kind of our national character. And but in terms of a life of faith, being Catholic Christians, we need each other. We need to be in communion with each other, and call upon the saints that are always interceding for us. Be involved at our parishes. We need to get wisdom from our pastors. We also have to be apostolic. We have to be doing works of mercy and charity. And so don't let somebody else, kind of pick up the slack do what you can do. Because we're invited especially to do things which are unique to who we are. And you know what those are, okay? We all have gifts, and we need to share those gifts. Can't keep the light under a bushel basket, right? Because it'll snuff out. We are called to share that light, the light of Christ, with others. So I invite you to do that and think about how you're going to do that. And make, again, some concrete resolutions about how you're going to accomplish that, okay? And make a start. Make a start and, again, be open to how the Lord is leading you in this moment, all right, as we begin a new year in many, many ways. And so as we prepare to end our hour together, I want us to pray the Suchipe, which is the prayer of self-offering of a soldier of Christ. It's at the very end of the spiritual exercises, and so we're going to pray that in just a moment here. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All that I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Amen. And again, tonight from 6 to 7, we are having the Holy Hour for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Come. And then we're also going to be starting that first Saturday devotion you might have heard about on the breaks. So we invite you to come to that as well. So there's so much happening here at St. Stan's. Please become part of it. And if you think that there's something that you can offer, talk to Father Anthony about it. Come on down. We need you. We need your support. Again, this is a we proposition. And the Holy Spirit is calling. He's calling. So be generous in responding, just as Our Lady was, right? She said, yes, fiat. Mihi secundum verbum tuum. Your will, not mine, be done. And that's who we are. That's who we are as Catholic Christians. Is we always say yes to whenever he calls, and we share what we've been blessed with. And especially during this month of Our Lady of Sorrows, let us pray for those that are suffering in Houston and throughout Texas, and that their suffering might be alleviated. And I invite us all to decide how we are going to help alleviate that suffering. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Peace be with you.
Meaningless thought, the shell appears strong.
but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.